Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We continue our 2024 conference previews with the last standing FBS West Coast football conference, the Mountain West. And this conference has been through a lot of changes in the past year. You've got new coaches at 8 different schools this year. Now, the elder statesman is Troy Calhoun at Air Force. Jay Norvell still trying to get things rolling at Colorado State. You got two interim coaches that were just named in the past month at Fresno and Utah State. It's going to be a wild season for this bunch. And the G5 favorite to make the playoff is from a first-year coach in this conference. It's pretty crazy times that we're living in. Now, before we get into it, of course, you guys should at this point know what to do. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and, of course, the podcast as well, because I do some shows over there on the pod that you won't be able to get on YouTube. And, of course, jump in the comments. Tell me your thoughts on all of these Mountain West teams. Who do you think is going to win the conference? Who's going to make the championship game, etc.? I want to know your thoughts on it. If you want to keep up with my bonus content during the season, all of my stats, projections, my picks, as I make them, bonus podcasts, etc., sign up at bettingcfb.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 for the year. Now, for each of these conference previews, I give you three reasons why each team might go over and three of why they might go under, and then I'm going to give you the number of projected wins from my numbers. So, let's go ahead and dive into it. The Air Force Falcons. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Their current win total is 6.5. It's the same as the opener. Odds of minus 134 to go over. That's implied probability of 57%. And plus 110 to go under. That is implied probability of 47.62%. Conference odds are plus 1,400 with an implied probability of 6.67% on that. Now, for why they might go over their win total. Number one, despite significant roster turnover, Troy Calhoun's coaching consistency and his effective system have kept Air Force competitive for nearly two decades, right? It demonstrates an ability to quickly integrate new starters because they just rolled through them. It's all guys that have been in the program. So you don't have to worry about a bunch of transfers. It's all guys that understand the system, understand the culture that they've got there at the Air Force Academy. Now, number two, the defense, of course, led by standout players like defensive tackle Peyton Zadruk and the cornerback Jamari Bellamy, it remains a strong, strong foundation for this Falcons defense to build on, even with new faces in the lineup. And then, of course, number three, you see the schedule. That schedule's pretty favorable. You avoid the opponents like UNLV and Boise. You got key games against Fresno State and Oregon State. Those are both at home. It increases the chances of winning more games. Now, as far as why they might go under their win total, Air Force has got massive roster turnover, particularly on offense. They lost their top four rushers, eight offensive linemen, and, of course, their experienced quarterback, Zach Larrier, which could lead to struggles in maintaining, you know, their upper-level performance here. Number two, the inexperience at quarterback and offensive line, coupled with the departure of those key players on defense, that might cause some inconsistency and difficulties, especially in the early part of the season. And then number three, while the system is reliable, the lack of returning production and the need to integrate some new starters that could result in, you know, regression from the recent success. If you're trying to get to 6.5 wins, trying to get to 7 to go over, it's going to be kind of tough. Their rating, I've got them at 90 in the country. That might be underselling them a little bit, but you can understand why when you just look on paper. Their conference rating, I've got them at number 4. Projected wins, I've got them at 6.7, which is slightly over. With 7 games as a projected favorite, but you see the schedule, I've got 10 toss-up games. Now, I've got one gimme against Merrimack in the first week. After that, I've got them like almost a 10-point dog to Baylor on the road. I mean, would it shock you if they beat Baylor? I don't think so. But also, you look at every other game on the schedule, and it's all within 8 points. So there's a chance they could win or lose any one of these games. I'm I'm curious what this team is going to look like as we go forward. We move on to Boise State, the Broncos. Their current win total is 9. They opened at 8.5 with odds of minus 150 to go over. That's implied probability of 60.0%. It's a big favorite. Big favorite. They're plus 125 to go under. That's 44.44% probability. Conference odds are minus 125 with an implied probability there of 55.56% for them to win the conference this year. So heavy favorites for them to win the Mountain West. Now, as far as why they might go over their win total, look, number one, Boise retained a significant portion of the roster. That includes the star running back, Ashton Jeanty. He had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage last year and 19 touchdowns. That ensures a potent offensive foundation. Number two, the Broncos' defense. Now, although it slipped last year, they returned 16 of 19 players who played at least 200 snaps. That includes key contributors like linebacker Andrew Simpson and defensive end Ahmad Hassanin. I didn't say that right, but you guys know who I'm talking about. they offer a stable and experienced defensive unit, so that's a good deal. And then number three, with a favorable schedule, you know, they're projected to be favorites in, let's see, in 11 games. I mean, it's just wild. 11 out of 12 games. Of course, Oregon's going to be rough on the road. And then you got key matchups against Washington State and Oregon State at home. It's a good schedule. Like, there's no reason why they shouldn't get to that number. You see on the screen that I've got an 8 up there. I'll explain what that means here in just a minute. As far as why they might not go over their win total, the team does face a pretty significant transition. Spencer Danielson, you know, took over late last year, ended up winning the Mountain West last year. But he, you know, Bush Hamden went over to Kentucky, the offensive coordinator. Now they're going to bring in Dirk Cutter, who I think is it's not that he's a huge upgrade over Hamden. I think he fits better. He's a Boise guy. He understands it. But we don't know much about Danielson, right? Like, he did have a successful interim stint last year, but we're not totally certain of exactly what kind of coach he's going to be as the new full-time head coach. Number two, the passing game was inconsistent last year, and, you know, you've got promising additions, right? You got the wide receiver Cam Camper, guys like that. The overall offensive cohesion, you know, it's yet to be fully tested. And then we find out that Malachi Nelson, the former five-star number one overall recruit that transferred in from USC, didn't even win the job over Maddox Mattson. So who knows what exactly to expect from this offense. And then number three, despite returning a bunch of defensive players, the unit did struggle last year. They were number 82 in defensive SP+. They got to show some big-time improvement to support a successful campaign against tougher opponents like Oregon, Washington State, Oregon State, on the road at Wyoming even. I mean, they got to play at UNLV. It is what it is. As far as their rating nationally, I've got them number 45, number one in the conference. Projected wins, I've got them at 8.57, which is, you know, close. I've got one set of numbers at them, 8.7. I've got another that's got them 8.57. Both of those are under the 9. I've got them a projected favorite in 11 games. I've got them in 6 toss-up games. And on the screen here, as you can see, I've got an 8 up there above the home and away. The 8, the toss-ups, I give every team half a win for toss-ups just as a basic, you know, whatever. So if you win 3 of your toss-ups and lose 3 of your toss-ups, that's a game and a half. And then, of course, you've got... that doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, does it? I'm doing the math in my head right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's not a game and a half. It's 3 losses if you got 6 toss-ups. So, 3 losses there and the loss to Oregon, which is why it is an 8. So say you were to lose the home game to Washington State, and you lost at Wyoming, and you lost at UNLV, and you lost to Oregon. That's 4 losses. It's not outside of the realm of possibilities, but I wouldn't bank on it. So my guess is that they go over, but it wouldn't shock me to see this team go under the 9 there. All right, let's keep it moving. Colorado State Rams. Current win total 6.5, same as the opener. Odds of +104 to go over, that's 49.02% probability, and -128 to go under, and that is a 56.14% probability. Conference odds, +1,600. You got an implied probability of 5.88% for them to win the conference this year. Probably not going to happen, but we'll see what Jay Norvell has got up his sleeve. As for why they might go over their win total, number one, the quarterback Braden Fowler-Nicolosi returns. Of course, he's got valuable experience. The star receiver, Torrey Horton, produced consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. The offense has got a potent passing threat that can drive the team to wins. Number two, the defense, despite some key losses, they do retain experienced players. They got linebacker Chase Wilson, safety Henry Blackburn. That should help stabilize and potentially improve the unit. And then number three, you got 7 home games and a favorable schedule where they're expected to be favored in at least 6 games. I've got them a favorite in 7. But the Rams have got a strong chance of reaching, a bowl game this year. Now, as far as why they might not go over that win total, why they might go under, Fowler-Nicolosi's 16 interceptions last year, it highlighted the inconsistency at the quarterback position, and that could hinder the offense's effectiveness. Number two, the run game was one of the worst in the country last year. Despite Justin Marshall's late season performance, the overall rushing attack remains a pretty big concern here. And then number three, the defense, allowed a staggering 71.5% completion rate last year. It's a vulnerable pass defense that could be exploited by opponents, potentially leading to more losses. They face some decent quarterbacks on the schedule. There's some pretty good ones on the schedule. So that could lead to some more losses. Their rating, nationally, I've got them at number 105. The conference rating is number 9. Projected wins, I've got them at 5.59, which is, under. But I've got them as a projected favorite in 7 games, and I've got them in 8 toss-up games. So a toss-up game, of course, is a one-score game. Like anything that's 8 points either direction, I feel that's a toss-up. So there you go. Let's keep it moving. We move to the Fresno State Bulldogs. Current win total 7.5 here. That is the same as the opener. Odds are -148 to go over. That's 59.68%. Implied probability, and +120 to go under, implied probability of 45.5% there, 45.45%. Conference odds, so to win the conference title, +550, that's an implied probability of 15.38%. Now, why Fresno might go over the win total? Number one, the offense brings back 8 starters, and that includes the quarterback Mikey Keene, and you got the strong running game that's led by Malik Sherrod, which is a great foundation for them to be able to score points. Number two, the offensive line is experienced. It's anchored by standout right guard Mose Vaveo. It offers protection, creates opportunities for skill players to shine. You got your foundation built right there. Number three, despite losing key defensive players, the Bulldogs do retain some proven disruptors, and they brought in the former 5-star USC linebacker, Corey Foreman. Is he like some of these other number one overall recruits that don't pan out when they go down to G5, who knows? But there's not a whole lot of them that end up moving back to the G5 ranks. But we'll see. We'll see. I think that he could provide quite a bit for Tim Skipper and company. Now, as far as why they might go under, Jeff Tedford lost to health reasons. That introduces some instability, some uncertainty here. Tim Skipper is going to step in and lead the team. But you never know what to expect when you've got a coaching change that late. Now, number two, while Mikey Keene showed promise last year, his inconsistency could be a concern, especially with the loss of some key receiving threats. Hopefully they've been out on the field, the receivers, and of course the quarterback trying to get that chemistry down. And then number three, the defensive regression last year and the loss of some key players that might leave them vulnerable, particularly if these new additions like Foreman don't live up to their potential. As far as their rating, I've got them rated number 65 nationally, number 2 in the conference, and projected wins, I've got them at 7.81, which is slightly over the win total. Got them as a favorite in 9 games. Not bad. Got them in 3 toss-up games. So I've got a lot of wins on this schedule based on where the games are, who they're playing, etc. schedule sets up pretty nice for them. I'm curious. You open up the season with Michigan. You close with UCLA. There's no Boise on here. You got both New Mexico teams. Like, that works out pretty well. So if you just do it by half a win for the toss-up games, I've got them at 8.5. I mean, that goes over. That goes over every time. All right, continuing on. And let's see what we got here. The Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. Current win total is 5.5. That's up from the 4.5 opener. Odds of -110 to go over. That's 52.38% implied probability. And then -110 to go under. That's implied probability of the same thing, 52.38%. Conference odds are +3,200 with an implied probability of 3.03% there. As far as why Hawaii might go over their win total, number one, the Rainbow Warriors have got an impressive amount of returning production. They're number 7 nationally. That includes key players like the quarterback Braden Schrager and his 6 leading receivers coming back. Number two, the offense showed improvement towards the end of last season, and the addition of a quarterback run game added another dimension that helped them win 3 of their last 4 games last year. Number three, the defense, led by some experienced players. You got linebacker Logan Taylor. You got the safety Peter Manuma. It's got the potential to be consistent and really effective because they got 9 returning starters back, so they all should know what they're doing at this point. Now, as far as why Hawaii might not go over their win total, number one, the defense was one of the worst in the country last year. Number 121 in defensive SP Plus, they allowed 41.4 points per game in their losses, and they lost 3 of their top 4 linemen. So while they do bring back a lot of experience, it wasn't good experience, right? Just saying. Number two, the offensive line struggled significantly, allowed 39 sacks, and they averaged only 3 yards per carry, which, I mean, you got to have some kind of a running game that could hinder the overall offensive performance, although it seemed to pick up a little bit late. Number three, despite the returning production, this is a pretty challenging schedule when you look at it. You got games against UCLA, Washington State, the top teams in the Mountain West. It makes it more difficult to secure enough wins just to get to a bowl game. Their rating, nationally, I've got them at number 110. Conference rating is number 10. Projected wins, I've got them at 5.17, which is slightly under. Would have been over the opener, but, I mean, that thing's moved a whole win now. And they were projected favorites in 5 games, and I've got them in 6 toss-up games. I mean, you've got 4 games on the schedule that you are expected to be more than a touchdown dog in, and then 2 gimme games that I've got, Northern Iowa and Delaware State, although I don't know if Northern Iowa is so much of a gimme game, but we'll see. We will see. And then you got to go on the road to Sam Houston State. I'm not a huge fan of the schedule. Not a huge fan. And they're still doing that same thing where it's away, home, away, home, away, home, away, home, away, and then home. So there's no consistency in the schedule. I'm curious. I'm curious about Hawaii and what they are going to do going forward. The Nevada Wolfpack, current win total is 2.5. Again, same as the opener. Odds of -122 to go under, that's 54.95% probability, and then an even +100 to go over. So implied probability there is 50%. Conference odds are +15,000. That's 150-1. That's an implied probability of 0.66%. 2 in the conference. They're not going to win the conference. Why Nevada might go over their win total, though, over 2.5. Jeff Choate's arrival, I mean, brings a fresh energy, a pretty solid coaching resume that includes some pretty successful stints at Montana State. And, of course, he was Texas's defensive coordinator last year, you know, or co-DC, whatever you want to call it. But number two, the team has bolstered its talent with several key transfers. That includes former blue chipper Chubba Purdy from Nebraska at quarterback. And they got a promising running back room. You know, you got transfers from Oregon, Cal, Boston College, etc. Number three, the defense has potential leaders. Of course, junior linebacker Drew Watts and sophomore cornerback K.K. Mir. Plus new talent, of course, Texas transfer Ketan Crawford, Wisconsin's Ken Johnson, which could stabilize and improve the unit. Now, why Nevada might not go over their win total? The Wolfpack's offense has been historically ineffective, with last year's quarterbacks combining for only two touchdown passes and a dismal 13-20 touchdown to interception ratio over the past 2 years. Significant postseason losses, that includes top players like Jamal Bell, Devin Campbell, Kiki Latu transferring out, leaves the team with a lack of experienced playmakers, particularly in the receiving core. The schedule, pretty challenging. They got 13 games on the schedule, so you would think that should help them as far as getting over the 2.5. But 10 of those games are against bowl teams from last year, and the team might only be favored in one game. I mean, that's all I've got them in right now, and that's against FCS team Eastern Washington. It makes it difficult to secure enough wins to be able to get to a bowl game, and that's putting it on the low end, right? Like, I don't know that they'll be able to get to 3 wins. I mean, that non-conference slate is insanely difficult. SMU to start with, then you got Troy, Georgia Southern, Minnesota, and Eastern Washington is not an awful FCS team. And so then you get into conference play, and it's not good. Not good at all. Their national rating is number 127, according to my stats. Conference rating is number 11, so at least they're not dead last. Projected wins are 3.47, so I've actually got them going over. But only got them favored in one game. Only 5 toss-up games. I'm afraid that Nevada is not going to be a very good football team this year. That's maybe putting it mildly. Next up, the New Mexico Lobos. Their current win total is 2.5. That is the same as the opener, same as Nevada. But the odds of going over are plus 122. That's 45.05% probability. And minus 150 to go under. That is 60% implied probability. Conference odds, 250-1. That's 0.4% probability on that. New Mexico will not be winning the conference either. Now, as for why they might go over their win total, I'm going to tell you, I bet it at 1.5. But 2.5, I might have some trouble getting to 2.5. I think they can get to 2. I don't think they can get to 3. Number one, but here's why they might. They might get there. Number one, the coaching upgrade, right? Bronco Mendenhall, he's got a track record of turning programs around, struggling programs. BYU and Virginia, he's got the experience, he's got the leadership that you need to improve this program, even with the limited resources. Number two, defensive potential. You got 7 returning starters on defense that includes some key players, Christian Ellis. You got emerging talent from the transfer portal. And, of course, Mendenhall, defensive expertise there, that could help the Lobos, you know, maybe punch above their weight a little bit. Number three, quarterback upside. The sophomore quarterback, Devin Dampier. He showed promise in limited action last year. And with the right development, you know, under the new offensive coordinator, Jason Beck, he could help the team maybe find a couple of surprise wins here. I thought he looked pretty good in a few spots last year. I mean, he was running all over the place against Boise. Now, they got their brains beat in last year, but he looked pretty good to me. I think his completion percentage was over 60% last year, just in mop-up duty and when he had to be in for other stuff. And so, as for why they might not go over, it's a brutal schedule. I mean, it's rough. Even your bye win against Montana State in week one, you're going to be a double-digit dog in that one. So, dealing with these allergies, just terrible. They face the toughest schedule among all of the group of 5 teams. It's going to make them an underdog in every single game. Many of the matchups are uphill battles against, you know, superior competition. That's not good. That's not to say that there's not a few toss-ups on here that they could win, but it's going to be tough. Number two, offensive line concerns. You got 0 returning starters on the offensive line. All 5 projected starters coming in are transfers. I mean, that's a big risk of instability and, you know, some growing pains in a big critical area of the team. Number three, limited offensive firepower. I mean, you lost a bunch of skill players. You got running back Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt gone, 2 of the top receivers. It just leaves the offense thin on proven playmakers, which, you know, probably could hamper their ability to compete this year. Their national rating is number 128. The conference rating is number 12. I mean, projected wins, I've got them at 2.95, which is slightly over. I don't have them a projected favorite in any games. And I've got them in five toss-ups. And the five toss-ups, at New Mexico State, home against Air Force, at Colorado State, home against Wyoming, at Hawaii. I mean, the home games are the two most difficult ones out of that stretch. And then you got to go on the road to Hawaii, Colorado State, and New Mexico State. I mean, I think they can sneak up and get somebody somewhere. I don't know who that's going to be. I think they can get to two wins. I don't think they can get to three, which is why the under is juiced the way that it is. Tickets to everything are expensive these days. And I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything, seriously. Every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple. With doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Carrying on, we move to the San Diego State Aztecs. Current win total is 5.5 for these guys. It has not moved. Same as the opener. Odds of +106 to go over. That's 48.54% implied probability. And -130 to go under. That's implied probability of 56.52%. Conference odds? 32-1, that's +3,200 with an implied probability of 3.03%. All right, three reasons why San Diego State might go over their win total. Number one, got to be Sean Lewis, right? They hired a proven offensive mind. He brings in a pretty significant upgrade in offensive philosophy over what they've had. I mean, with Rocky Long, with Brady Hoke, et cetera, just none of those guys cared anything about offense. And Sean Lewis knows how to run an offense. This could totally revitalize this Aztecs offense. I'm excited to see what he does here. Number two, the influx of talented transfers. Of course, bringing in former blue chippers A.J. Duffy at quarterback, Marquez Cooper at running back. It's some impact players who can elevate the team's performance. I believe that I read that Danny O'Neill, the freshman quarterback that's come in, he's already won the job. I think that's a good thing. So we'll see. And then number three, the defense, it's undergoing a pretty hard reset here. It does benefit from, you know, the experienced coordinator Eric Schmidt and some promising transfers. Kyle Moretti, William Nemo Jr. It could lead to some quick improvement on that side of the ball. Don't know that it'll be exactly what it was before. but we shall see. As for why they might go under, number one, the defense major overhaul needs to replace 9 key players, which could lead to growing pains, could lead to some inconsistency throughout the season. Number two, despite the potential improvements, they are still transitioning to a new offensive system, and they're integrating numerous new players. That kind of stuff typically would take time. So early season stuff might be kind of tough to watch this offense early on. By the end of the year, I think they'll probably be where they can fly. Number three, the schedule is pretty challenging. You got at least 6 games where they're going to be underdogs. I've got an underdog in 7 games. It makes it difficult to accumulate enough wins to surpass that total there. The rating is 97 here. National rating is 97. The conference rating is number 7. And I've got them with 5.91 wins projected, which is slightly over. You see it here. I've got them a favorite in 5 games. I've got them in 8 toss-up games. Okay, if you look down at the bottom right-hand corner, the average line here, I've got them at 0.18. And so I've got them average favored by less than 0.2 points in each game. So at this one I'm excited about. I want to see what Sean Lewis does. I like this team. Let's see what we got. Next up, the San Jose State Spartans, another team with a brand new coach. Current win total 4.5. That's the same as the opener. Odds of -105 to go over, that's 51.22%, and -115 to go under, that is 53.49%. It feels like they are right on the number here. Conference odds are 65-1, implied probability of 1.52% there. Now, why San Jose State might go over the win total. Number one, despite significant roster turnover, Ken Niumatalola is an experienced coach. He's got a proven track record of success at Navy, which might help stabilize things. He knows how to do more with less. He could probably extract the best from the available talent that's on that team there. And it's not like that team was headed downhill or anything. I mean, it was built correctly. The former head coach is now over at Arizona, so we know they did okay there. Number two, the combination of Niumatalola's leadership and Craig Stutzman's innovative offensive approach that could result in a more dynamic and effective offense. It leverages the talents of quarterbacks Jay Butterfield and, don't forget, they got some experienced receivers here. Nick Nash, Justin Lockhart, they got some pieces that could work. Number three, they retained defensive coordinator Derek Odom. That ensures some continuity on defense, which, combined with some aggressive play and the potential impact of transfers, they could lead to a stronger defensive performance this year. Now, why San Jose State might not go over their win total. Number one, the Spartans rank last in the nation in returning production. That includes losing their starting quarterback, top rushers, 4 starting offensive linemen. It's going to make it challenging, I think is a good word, to maintain last season's performance level. Number two, they are transitioning to a new offensive system under Stutzman. And, new players, that might lead to some early struggles and inconsistency, especially with the offensive line's inexperience. Number three, the tough schedule. That includes games against, top conference opponents, Boise, Fresno, UNLV. You got to play Stanford, which I've got as a toss-up, but that is a P4 school, so you got Wyoming at home. That's a bruiser. Air Force is at home. Washington State, like Sacramento State, is not exactly a pushover. I know I've got the number kind of crazy on there for that week one game, but but either way, the schedule, it presents a hurdle, right? So it's going to be tough to get to a winning season. I've got them nationally rated number 98. Conference rating is number 8. Projected wins, I've got 5.52, which is over. I've only got them a favorite in 4 games, though. I got them 7 toss-up games. This is another one of those teams, like San Diego State. You see the average line down in the bottom right-hand corner, 0.18. Yeah, they are an underdog by less than 0.2 points per game on average. That's how wild this is going to be. So 7 toss-ups here. Going to be interesting. Going to be interesting, to say the least. All right, next one, UNLV. Current win total is 7.5. Odds of +122 to go over, that's 45% implied probability. And -150 to go under, that is 60% implied probability. The conference odds to win the title, +500, 16.67% probability there. As far as why UNLV might go over their win total, Barry Odom has built a pretty solid foundation here. He retained Brennan Marion somehow. You know, that go-go offense, it's got one more year to further, you know, develop in there. I'm excited about it. I know they lost their quarterback, but I kind of like the guys that they brought in at quarterback. So, number two, the team boasts pretty significant talent. You got the return of wideout Ricky White III and Jacob DeJesus, coupled with the addition of experienced FCS quarterbacks Matthew Sluka and Haj Malik Williams. I mean, it should ensure stability and some more growth on offense. I feel good about this offense. Number three, defensive improvements, I think they're likely. I mean, you got key players back. You got the linebacker Jackson Woodard. You got an influx of talented transfers, especially in the secondary, right? And that could bolster the team's overall performance. But they got all-conference guys at each level of the defense. Yeah, they weren't great last year, but Barry Odom, another year, a bunch of experience. I kind of trust the defense, too. Now, why UNLV might not go over their win total, they lost the quarterback, Jaden Maeva. He's over at USC now. You got two new FCS transfers. How long does it take them to adjust to FBS level? We'll see. I think they're both pretty good, but this is a whole different level of football, so who knows? Number two, despite last year's success, as I mentioned, the defense was a weak point. It was number 104 in defensive SP+, and yes, there are new additions. Bringing them in quickly and effectively probably remains a challenge. And then number three, the schedule is just absurdly difficult. You got games against four Power Four conference teams, and then your top Mountain West opponents like Fresno and Boise are on the schedule too. Like, UNLV could absolutely be a better team this year than they were last year and have a lower win total. Like, that's just the way it goes. Their national rating is number 79. Conference rating is number 3. I've got them at 6.29 projected wins, which is under the 7.5. I mean, I've got them a favorite in 7 games. I've got 8 toss-up games here. But that schedule, I mean, good gracious. Oregon State, Boise in back-to-back weeks. You got Houston on the road to start. You play at Kansas in week 3. You get a bye week before Fresno State comes to your place, but then you also get Syracuse the week after that. I mean, it's just, there's no layups. It's a very difficult schedule. I'm curious what it's going to look like. All right, we move to the Utah State Aggies. Current win total, 5.5. That is the same as the opener. Odds of +138 to go over, implied probability of 42% there, and -170 to go under, that's implied probability of 62.96%. Conference odds are +5,000, so 50-1. That's just under 2% probability on that. Now, why Utah State might go over the win total? The offense has got potential. You got an experienced line. You got proven playmakers. That includes the running back, Rasul Faison, who withdrew from the transfer portal. You got standout receiver Jalen Royals. Those guys can provide explosive plays. Number two, of course, the Aggies have got a competitive quarterback room. You got transfers like Iowa's Spencer Petras, Bryson Barnes from Utah, Jacob Conover, CJ Tiller, etc. It's a range of talent that could stabilize the offense. And then number three, you got a new defensive coordinator and now a new interim head coach here, Nate Drilling, who really improved Mexico State's defense. That could bring some fresh strategies and enhance a unit that struggled pretty significantly last season. Now, as far as why they might go under, the team experienced some significant turnover. You get the loss of key players to the transfer portal. The two top quarterbacks are gone. The running back is gone post-spring. That might hinder some cohesion and performance. Blake Anderson's gone. The head coach, and he left in the summer, which is never a good thing. You know, people really like Nate, but Blake Anderson seemed to, I don't know, he was more experienced. But you never know with these things. So Despite the returning offensive line, it was a weak unit last year, right? They allowed 44 sacks, and they showed minimal individual standout performances. You know, raised concerns about their ability to protect the quarterback and establish the run here. And then number three, the defense was one of the worst in the country last year. Yeah, they're bringing in some new additions. They got the new coordinator and now the new head coach. That does offer some hope, but, you know, integrating these changes quickly enough to make any kind of an impact, that's going to be challenging, to say the least. Their national rating is number 96. Conference rating is number 6. Projected wins, 5.32, so slightly under the 5.5. I mean, you got 5 games as a favorite, 6 toss-up games, 3 guaranteed losses, it looks like, at USC, Utah at home, and then at Boise State. 4 guaranteed losses if you count at Washington State. It's going to be a tough road to hoe here for Utah State, I think. This is going to be difficult. Very difficult. All right, finally, the Wyoming Cowboys. Their current win total is 6.5. That is the same as the opener. It has not moved. Plus 116 to go over. That's 46.3% probability. And minus 142 to go under. That is 58.68% implied probability. Conference odds, 18 to 1. That's 5.26% likelihood. Now, why Wyoming might go over the win total? The defense remains strong. Very strong point for this team. They returned 9 key players who played significant snaps last season. That includes, you know, your ends, Sebastian Harsh, and some solid veterans in the secondary. The running game, traditional strength for Wyoming, that's going to be bolstered by the return of Harrison Whaley and, of course, McNeely. Both averaged over 5.7 yards per carry last year, and they're running behind them a pretty experienced offensive line here. And then number 3, you got the new head coach, Jay Sauvel, who was the defensive coordinator under Craig Bohl. You got continuity, you got familiarity to the team that can, it's going to maintain some stability here. I think they could be pretty good. They could be pretty good. Now, as far as why they might not go over the win total, why they might go under here, you get the loss of, you know, some key offensive players. That includes the quarterback, Andrew Peasley, who actually played really well last year. And then, of course, his top 3 receivers. You got some big gaps to fill there. Number 2, despite last year's success, Wyoming did have some statistical anomalies, we will say. They were outgained by 31 yards per game, and they relied heavily on turnovers, which typically, at least if you talk to Phil Still, that suggests that a regression is likely this year. And then number 3, you got the transition to new coordinators, right? Particularly with Jay Johnson implementing more spread and tempo on that offense. Do you have the team or the roster that is capable of running what it is that he wants to run? You're going to try and adapt quickly. We'll see what that ends up doing, but who knows? Their national rating, I've got them at number 95. Their conference rating is number 5, and I've got them at 5.8 projected wins, which is, of course, under the win total. Only got them a favorite in 5 games. I've got 10 toss-ups on this schedule, so 10 games that are probably going to be within one score. That is a lot for any team. So, we'll see what Jay Sauvel has up his sleeve, but again, a new coach with a bunch of toss-up games, who knows? Who knows at this point? So, as far as the conference title game goes, I'm going to trust Boise State to win this conference, right? Because in all honesty, I mean, it's kind of a mess. Like I said, there's 8 new coaches. And all the best teams have new coaches. The mid-tier have coaches that haven't broken through yet. Like, this conference had 2 schools name interim coaches over the summer. Like, I like Boise. I like their roster. I think they're probably going to play Fresno. Fresno's got the talent. And I do think, like, we saw this team play for Tim Skipper in the bowl game. They really fought for him. I think they'll do the same thing this season. And Fresno's got an easier schedule. So, Broncos did the same thing for Spencer Danielson last year. So, both these guys already did a little interim work. But yeah, I think Boise and Fresno probably going to be year 2 in the Mountain West title game. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Like the video, subscribe to the channel and the pod. And of course, if you want to keep helping the channel grow, you can become a member at bettingcfb.com. For winning cures everything, God bless college football, and we will see you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.